Today, I'm going to be talking about personality tests. A short while ago, I was a guest on the Parenting is Hard Work blog, and as I was speaking with the hostess, Angela Gibson, we talked about parenting my two sons, and I mentioned that understanding their different temperaments has been so helpful. Then last Saturday, my husband and I had a couple over for dinner. And the guy randomly asked us if we had ever done a personality test and if we knew our personality types. Of course, I promptly answered, yes, I've taken them. I'm an ESTJ. The guy was impressed that I was so clear on my type, and I joked, yes, that's very ESTJ-ish of me. If you know personality types, you'll know exactly what I mean. Last of all, business leader Ray Edwards. He mentioned changing his mind to be more open to the value of personality typing systems like the Enneagram in his blog video. I have a link to his blog and Angela's blog on my post that will go up tomorrow. I'm a little delayed today because I was at a parent meeting for education leaders. So, anyway, personality. People often take personality tests to learn more about themselves so that they can be more self-aware when it comes to career or personal development. But as a mom, I find that knowing both my personality type and the personality types of my two sons help me to grow as a parent. It helps me to understand them better and to have more realistic expectations. One personality trait that everyone tends to know is whether someone is an introvert or extrovert. It's not really about whether someone is shy or outgoing. It's really a matter of where a person gets their energy from. Introverts recharge by spending time alone, while extroverts gain their energy from other people. One of my sons is an extrovert, one is an introvert. And I'm in the middle. I'm what they call an ambivert. So we are definitely a mixed up bag of people. Now, when you really want to think about personality types, there are a lot of different tests out there, but I want to talk to you about the five that I have personally tried and appreciate over the years. Number one is the classic Myers-Briggs test. And in that one, there are 16 different personality types. That's the one that I mentioned earlier that said I'm an ESTJ, which stands for extroversion, sensing, thinking, judgment. There's this site called 16 Personalities that I link to on my blog, where it has a parenthood section that shares the different parenting strengths and weaknesses for each of the personalities. With my personality type, I have to be careful not to be inflexible with my kids. Number two, there's the Kiersey Temperament Theory from the book series Please Understand Me. And with this one, there are four temperaments, and they're a combination of the way people communicate and the way they act. Mine is a guardian, and knowing that, I have to be careful because one of my sons is more abstract in the way he approaches things, and I have to respect that. The third one that I really love is Gretchen Rubin's Four Tendencies. And with that one, I am mainly a questioner, but sometimes I'm an obliger. So that one's a little bit more nebulous, but I really like that, especially when it comes to kids, because one of my kids is an upholder and one is a questioner. And us two questioners, we have to be careful, or our relationship can get a little crazy. Number four, I really love Sally Hogshead, I love her name, her personality type, her personality test, which has 49 personality types. I'm the guardian in that one, too. And number five, it's the Enneagram personality types. And that's nine different ones. And in that one, I'm the challenger. I'll share more about each and what it means for parenting in my blog post. You can see it there.